All right, welcome to the Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast. I'm your host, Monique Holm. On this show, I interview successful, incredible, badass real estate investing women, real estate investor goddesses, who very graciously share their stories, their triumphs, their failures, and their best advice with us. And I am super excited today to have my friend, Carolyn CJ Matthews, with us. She is the founder of High Octane Systems and the co-founder of National Platinum Group. She creates purposeful residential assisted living homes and social capitalism. Her specialties include strategic consulting and coaching for rapid business growth. And through webinars, she's helped thousands build international businesses. So she's not just a successful real estate investor, because a successful, super successful businesswoman and business coach. She's appeared on NBC, ABC, and Fox as an expert in building businesses and spoken at Harvard twice on economic issues. And now she gets to be on the Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast. So things are just going up and up for her.
That's right. That's right.
Just keeps getting better and better. So her real estate career started by buying 14 positive cash flowing investment properties, and now she syndicates residential assisted living homes for the elderly. She's an international bestselling author twice over and a contributor to Wealth for Women, which is our book that we co-wrote together and just recently launched. She's a former Dale Carnegie trainer, a designated certified long-term care insurance agent, a certified life coach, a director of coaching and training for Traffic Geyser, and a certified neurolinguistic practitioner, neurolinguistic programming practitioner. So she's done so much, and I'm so excited that you are here with us. Thanks, CJ.
I'm glad to be here. It's a real honor to be able to help other women get their start in real estate and developing their wealth. It was definitely a long journey, as you can tell by all those things that you mentioned. I'm not a young bunny. And so I had to go through a lot of learning experiences, and I'm really pleased to be able to share that with other people so that they can get to their wealth faster.
Yeah. Well, I'm super excited to have you share your story, because, you know, a lot of women think that in order to start in real estate, you need to have tons of money, be born with a silver spoon in your mouth, have a high income job. And that's not where you started, is it? So can you share just how did you get started in real estate investing?
So I was a single parent, and I had a college degree. I had graduated with honors in business, and I was working for minimum wage. It was at that time, it was just as maybe, you know, at home businesses were really starting to take off, but it was still very weird. You know, now it's everybody does it. Back then, it was still kind of, you know, it felt a little sketchy to a lot of people. And so I think what was interesting for me was I was like, I am not going to make it raising my kid and paying my bills, working at minimum wage with a college education. That just wasn't going to fly. So I needed to find something else that worked extremely well. And what that was for me was real estate investing, because it was something that I could do without any of my own money. When I was trained in real estate investing, it was for single family homes. You buy, hold, and then you lease it to somebody else with a lease option. And that was the that was the only thing I knew. I did not know anything else about anything. And what I did, one of the things they said was dentists, lawyers, and people with wealth needed somebody to work for them and create what we now know as passive income. Back then, I didn't know what that was called, but I would do the work. They would put up the money, and we would split the profits 50-50. And that worked extremely well. They were happy because they could leverage their money and also the tax benefits from real estate, which are very high. Yeah. And we were able to also, get money in our pockets. And it was a great strategy for the time.
Yeah, that's awesome. So question, how did you get these lawyers, doctors, you know, those people with high net worth. How did you get them to say, okay, yeah, let me invest with you?
So two things were in my favor. One was I was living in the Northwest in a small town at the time. It wasn't small, but it was definitely not the city it is today. Vancouver, Washington, which is right across from Portland and just a little bit south of Seattle. And all of the Microsoft people had just kind of worked and gotten a bunch of stock options, and many of them were retiring in their mid-30s. And they needed someplace. They all of a sudden they got this chunk of change and they needed someplace to put it. And I happened to know one person, and that's all it took.
Wow. Amazing. So, okay. So you started, you got up to 14 properties without any of your own money. Love that. And now you said that was a good strategy for the time. And now when I talked a little bit about it when I was sharing your bio, but tell us more about what you're currently doing.
So, now I'm doing residential assisted living homes. And what that is they're homes for the elderly. Usually we see a lot of it on the West Coast, Oregon, Washington, California. We'll have these homes where people live in the homes and also take care of the elderly so that they're in, that they get better quality care. Now, yeah. There's some, again, with every business, there's good people and bad people in the business. But there's the other side, which is these big facilities like our apartments, or, you know, they'll have 200 rooms in them. And the care isn't bad there. But unfortunately, if you have memory care issues, you're better off in a single family home. So what I do is basically find these homes, refurbish the homes, open up the businesses under the National Platinum Group with my co-founders, and we open up those homes. The beauty of it is that it's a home, so it has the real estate advantages, but it's also a business. So as we go into the downturn cycle, the real estate holds its value because the business is also there, and the business is a cash flow cow.
Yeah. Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that, because, you know, maybe a lot of people don't realize how potentially lucrative residential assisted living can be. So do you want to share a little bit about that and why now, especially, it's a great time to get into homes for the elderly?
Sure. So a lot of people don't want to go to the facilities. We have a group of people called the baby boomers. I'm sure you've heard of them. And it is a tsunami of population. And we're just at the front end. I guess I should say this over here. We're just at the front end of this. And as it moves, it's this big curve that happens, you know? And right now we're just right at the very start of it. And we don't have enough care or quality care or appropriate care for those elderly that are on that edge of coming in at the very beginning of that wave. So what we find is that we know that there's a high need for this, and we definitely need quality care because the baby boomers have a higher expectation than what we used to have for care for the elderly. So we find that the houses that are out there now, that there's a paradigm shift or a disruption in the market that is very advantageous for real estate investors and also business owners, because the old school way of doing these things where the person lives in the house and cares for the person in the house, unfortunately allowed for a lot of not so high quality care. And, you know, there's some flexibility by having a more professional piece to it. The baby boomers are, by having professional management, the baby boomers are getting the quality of care in a home that looks the way that they're used to.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? That's that upper middle class feel to it. In our homes, we also have chefs that provide specific types of food as if you were in your own home.
That's nice. Yeah. So these, I think I heard the number, there are 77 million baby boomers.
10,000 a day right now are turning 65. Wow. And we find that most care starts happening in the early 70s and on into the 80s. And all of a sudden that it triggers something where they need more care. So if you can imagine 10,000 a day right now, and it's just going to get larger and larger, you can see how the care system that we have is going to be overburdened. If it stays the same right now, there's a very high need for this now, and it's only going to get bigger. And as we cycle through, what you find is right now, real estate is kind of at its top. We're in near the end of 2018. And we all have seen that the real estate cycle is kind of coming to the top, and we're going to start going down. It's a natural part of what we do in this business. We watch those cycles. The problem is now what do we do with our money? A fix and flip, those aren't working so well anymore. Yeah. The spread isn't as high or as much. Where can we put our money so it's working in real estate? We still have the advantages of real estate, but we don't have the expected loss if we buy at the top of a cycle. And that's where assisted living really helps out.
Because you have this business. And just to give people an idea, how many beds do you have in your properties on average?
Depends on the state. In Las Vegas, it's 10. California, it's 6. Washington is 6. Texas is 16, depending on the location that you're in. It can be as high as 16 and still be considered a residential assisted living home.
Okay, so it goes from pretty much 6 at the lower end to 16. At the, mm-hmm. Okay. And then how much per bed do seniors normally pay?
Again, state related. California, of course, is more expensive. Texas is less.
Yeah.
And it depends on the city and the state. Usually you can expect to pay about $3,500 to $5,500 on average. And that price is going up. Those are old. I'm going to say that those are old prices as of 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
now that's for... And here's the key. That's just for assisted living. If you were in a facility, your starting rate is like $4,000. And you can see that double and sometimes triple a month for extra care that they do. So usually in assisted living homes, you want your hair washed. It's all inclusive, right? Okay. If you want your hair washed at a facility, it's extra money. If you want to be showered, that's extra money. Diapers, special needs things, extra money, certain types of food, extra money. So all of a sudden to walk in the door might be $3,500 or $4,000, but you can see how quickly that accelerates up. It's kind of like the hidden costs that they don't really mention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so assisted living facility is not only, I would imagine, a nicer place because it's more like living in a home, but they can also be cheaper or have a not have all unseen costs.
Better value.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Hidden costs. Yeah. So they're actually a better value. And what that does is it makes it very attractive to people. And so you're able to have a nice full home, a really good environment with high quality care, and people are willing to pay more for that. So that allows you to have that profitable cash flow on the backside of what you're doing. So you have the house that you have, and then the business is a separate entity that rents from the home, and that's at a higher amount because it's a specific type of home. And then you have the cash flow on the backside, and that cash flow can be $5,000 to sometimes $20,000 a month, depending on your location and how you run your home.
Okay. After all the expenses, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's net. That's net. That's a whole lot better. If you buy a single family, a large single family home, you convert it. And we have people in Colorado that's what they do. They purchase the home, they convert it, and then they lease it to businesses. And that's a great way to go as well. Not quite real estate, but you're getting the benefits of like leasing a home and getting the backside of doing that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So I can definitely see why you like residential assisted living as an asset class.
Yeah.
And why it's your focus. So, You know, I want to ask a question that I ask all of my guests, because I think that we learn so much more when things don't go our way than we do when things are sailing smoothly. So what would you say was your biggest mistake in your real estate investing career, and what did you learn from it?
In the very beginning, I only had one tool, right? So it had to work. And I was dedicated and I was going to get it done. And I grew too fast. Quite frankly, my scalability, I was not prepared. When you're doing a lot of real estate, you can do it on your own. I'm not going to say you can't, but you're going to get gray hair or lose it. And so I think it's super important that people realize that it takes teamwork. Takes a team of people to run a business, because your real estate business is your business, unless you're passive investing, which is a very smart way to go as well, because then you don't have to worry about hiring people or taking care of the property or whatever. You let somebody else do all of that. Yeah, they get a little bit of the profit, but you've got a ton of it and you get the benefits.
So yeah, and you don't have to do the work.
Exactly, right? You know, had I become a lawyer or something like that, that's what I would have done. But no, I decided to become a internet marketer, real estate investor person. And so I'm going to say scalability. I'm going to say that was my biggest mistake, because it was just like I was juggling too much too quickly, and I didn't have a team behind me.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the things you need to be careful of. And budget for in the beginning.
Yeah, for sure. I always say real estate's investing is a team sport. It's not something that you should do by yourself. You could do it alone. And you weren't really doing it alone, because you had partners that were putting in the money. And, you know, but still, the more of a team you can have and the more people, the right people on the right seats in the bus, the better off for sure you'll be.
Yeah. And you can look, even if you only have one house now, you can plan for that. And one of the things that I say in the book is, that we did together is just start writing down all the things you hate to do, because that's really the first thing that you're going to hire. And the reason for that is because the stuff gets done and your energy can be funneled into the things that you are good at in making the money. Like, I have a girlfriend of mine who is not good in sales. The first thing she did was she hired a salesperson to handle all that for her, because she was better at doing something else. And so you're able to grow even faster.
Yeah, I love that. All right. So the flip side question is, what are you most proud of?
Oh, in real estate investing, because, I've got a son who's 27. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, so your son's awesome.
I'm very proud of him.
Yeah. But in your real estate investing career, we'll limit it to that.
Okay. Just checking. I've got to say, that's really a tough question for me, because I'm going to say that syndicating money was learning how to syndicate money. I was kind of doing that before when I first started, but we didn't call it syndication. We didn't know that, because if you can syndicate
JVs.
Money, it was more like a JV thing. We weren't like gathering money. And if you can learn to syndicate money, there you can do anything that you want in real estate, starting at zero or starting at scratch. And that's one of the things I love about what you're doing. I want to show that in your book, the real estate handbook. That's one of the things you talk about in here. If you guys have not gotten this book, she didn't pay me to do this, but if you have not gotten this book, you need to get it. Here's why. It is the best outline and foundational learning piece that I've seen in a long, long time. And it's very up to date. And if you have not done anything in real estate, or even if you have, highly suggest this book. I thought you did a great job, and I have read, I can't tell you how many tons of these books. So I loved it because it, you know, very good definition and stuff like that. So how did I get on that? I don't know.
I'm glad you brought up that, not necessarily the pitch for my book, though I appreciate that, but more about the talking about the syndication. And just so we make sure no goddess is left behind, syndication is when you bring a group of investors together to purchase a property. And it's a little different than joint venturing, which is, you know, when like she was talking about before, partnering with one or two or three people who all have a say in how the properties run. But syndication is, you know, you and a team of active syndicator sponsors, there are different names for that, find a property, bring the investors to the property who are passive. They put in their money and then they receive checks and that's all they do. And then the syndicator is the one that's managing the asset and then bringing the deal together. So it is as you're saying, it's a great way to be able to get into the game, to leverage, to go a lot bigger and to not be limited by your own capital and credit. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Syndication rocks. So I'm going to say being able to raise money like that, was probably my biggest success because it allowed me to do so much more. And having that tool in my tool chest was a really big piece to being able to do assisted living.
Love it. Love it. And so this might be similar to what you just said, but to what do you attribute your success?
Oh, you know what? That's grit. That's the get it done attitude. Because in real estate, you're always, always, always going to have challenges. It's just, you know, it's just the way real estate works. Something that seems so simple and it's like, this is a shoe-in, you're going to see that. I mean, we even see it in those half hour kind of made up HGTV shows, you know, where we look at it and, you know, everything's fine until the air conditioning drops out through the roof.
Yeah, the ceiling.
Right. But that's the story of real estate. Very, very rarely will you get a super smooth real estate thing. And if you don't have the wherewithal and the grit to stick with it, unfortunately, you won't have it. Even in single family homes where you're renting or something like that, you're going to get a crap renter, you know, something's going to come up. And you just need to be able to, especially if you have investors that you're working with, you need to be able to figure out a way around that. And networking is a great way, you know, being in a group like, you know, the goddesses allows you to make some phone calls to people who are more experienced than you are, or may know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that will be able to help you out. And so I'm going to say that networking is a big, huge piece of that, but having the grit and even if you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened, and you're fearful and it's like, you're still able to pick up the phone and start calling around and saying, hey, I got a problem. Do you know anybody who can help me with this?
Yeah. So good. Cause it's not that, you know, if a problem happens, if you're in real estate long enough, they will come. They're definitely going to come. There's no if about
it's
it.
So it's true.
100% that you are going to have challenges and problems and like times when you're like ready to tear your hair out and sleepless nights. They are 100% part of the process. So it's
you have grit, just know you can get it done.
Yeah.
You keep that mindset of, okay, we know that this stuff shows up. What are my options? And who else has some other options for me? It's a mindset. I call it grit. It's a popular term right now. I don't know what else to call it.
Persistence. It's perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, and knowing that. But it also helps to know that it's not probably whatever you're experiencing, somebody else has experienced it and gone through it successfully, and there is help out there. So it is true too that if you can network your way out of a problem, oftentimes, or at least mitigate losses. And what advice do you have for a woman who's just starting out in this field?
Wow. I'm going to say that if you're starting out in this field, learn one thing really well. Don't try to learn it like all, and read this book.
The Real Estate Investor Guy's Handbook.
Yes.
Available on Amazon.
Yeah, if you're starting out, and just know that you can do it. You can do this. If you're dedicated and committed, and you can do it. The best thing that I can tell you besides all that is make friends. Go find other people that are in real estate and are sharing people. Because like everything in a lot of these businesses, there's people who are like they're takers and they're, very like this is mine and I'm not going to share with you. Find people that are that don't have a problem with that. And they're probably super successful. You will find that the super successful people have no problem talking to you about this type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sharing their knowledge.
They're generous.
Mm-hmm.
Because it comes back to them. So good. Thank you. So before we get into our famed end of show trinity, which is a brag, mm-hmm. a gratitude and desire, what is the best way for people to reach you to find out more about you and what you're doing?
Absolutely. We have deals all the time that are coming across the table. Sometimes they're not deals that I'm doing personally, but somebody else that I can highly recommend in this industry. Mm-hmm. And you can reach me at info@nationalplatinumgroup.com or at hello@nationalplatinumgroup.com.
Okay. So info@nationalplatinumgroup, all one word.com or hello. Correct. Okay. Great. Okay. So now it's time for our Trinity. What's one thing you're celebrating right now? What's your brag?
My brag is that we have just found a couple of more houses that we want to go into. And so I'm starting like a new syndication. So that's a brag for me because I'm excited. I'm changing the world, creating opportunity for both investors and for the elderly and just definitely making a change in how our paradigm about our elders are cared for. So I'm excited.
Well, bragged. And what's one thing you're grateful for?
I'm actually really grateful for my good friends. That are involved in this business that I've been able to meet through this business because they're all very much about creating wealth, not only for themselves, but other people and changing how they do things. So the groups of people that I'm involved in, like the Goddesses and the other real estate groups that I've chosen to associate with, I'm very pleased with that. And of course, my two co-founders of National Platinum Group, love those guys. Absolutely.
Oh, beautiful. And last but certainly not least, what's one thing you desire?
Wow. You know what? I want to go to Paris. That's been kind of on my list. However, from a business standpoint, desire... Oh, no. I want that in there because I really want to create a treasure chest, a fund that's like a debt fund and that allows us to go buy a property and then pay back the treasure chest pretty quickly. So there's a rotation of money pretty quick. So that's kind of something that I'm looking at next is this this treasure chest of money that is in use to go make these changes faster. So there's not such a delay in getting these homes up and running. That's a big thing for me because I feel the pressure. There's a time pressure there where we've got every day, somebody's turning 65 and I just see it coming and there's just not enough.
Need more homes.
These houses. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of my next thing is sort of this treasure for no other name for it is a treasure chest of money and people that are involved in it, that thing.
All right. this. Well, so shall your desires be, or so much better than you can imagine, under grace and in perfect place. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. That was awesome. That was great, CJ. Love it. I love everything that you shared, and I'm so appreciative of you. Again, you guys can connect with her at info@nationalplatinumgroup.com. And you can connect with me at the realestateinvestorgoddesses.com. I have a blueprint available there, and also doing a 7-day get ready to invest challenge. That starts December 1st. So if you are wondering, do I have enough money? Do I have my set? Can I get into this game? Do I have what I need to get started? We're going to have a week where you're going to be working through it every day, and you will know at the end if you're ready or how to get ready to get into the game. So that's going on. So go on the website and Real Estate Investor Goddesses and join us there, and join us next time for another awesome Real Estate Investor Goddess interview. Thank you so much.